Our Lady's words, taken directly from the mystical city of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda. Incarnation, page 329. Our Lady tells us that we must seek interior peace.
My daughter, in what thou hast understood of this chapter, thou hast a sweet motive for praising the wonderful ways of God's wisdom in afflicting and again consoling his servants and chosen ones, from both the one and the other. He most widely and kindly draws for them increase of merit and glory. Besides this doctrine, I wish that thou receive another one, most important for thy direction, and for the narrow pathway which the Most High has assigned to thee. It is this, that thou strive with all thy might to preserve thyself in tranquility and interior peace, without allowing thyself to be deprived of it by any troublesome event of this life whatever, and by always keeping in mind the example and instruction contained in this part of the life of my spouse, Saint Joseph. The Most High does not wish to see the creatures disturbed by affliction, but that they gain merit, not that they lose courage, but that they test their own power when aided by grace. Although the more violent temptations are wont to close the haven of exalted peace and knowledge of God, and although they ground the creature more firmly in the knowledge of its own lowliness, yet if the soul loses its interior tranquility and equilibrium, it will make itself unfit for the visit of the Lord, for hearing his voice, and for being raised up to his embraces. The majesty of God does not come in a storm cloud, nor will the rays of the supreme sun of justice shine when calm is not reigning in the soul. If then the want of this tranquility so hinders the pure intercourse of the Most High, it is clear that sins are a still greater hindrance to this great blessing. I desire that thou be very attentive to this doctrine, and that thou do not presume to allow any disregard of it in any operation of thy faculties. Since thou hast so often offended the Lord, call upon his mercy, weep and wash thyself from thy sins with copious tears. Remember that under pain of being condemned as unfaithful, thou art obliged to watch over thy soul and preserve it for an eternal resting place of the Almighty, pure, clean, and undisturbed, so that thy God may possess it and find it in a worthy habitation. The harmony of thy faculties and feelings is to be like that of the music of soft and delicate instruments, in which the more delicate the harmony, so much the greater is the danger of discord, and so much the greater must be the care to preserve the instruments from all gross contact. For even the atmosphere, infected by earthly tendencies, is sufficient to disturb and spoil the powers of the soul, thus consecrated to God. Labor, therefore, to live a careful life, and to keep full command over thy faculties and operations. If at any time thou art disturbed or disconcerted in maintaining this order, strive to attend the divine light, making sure of it without fear or hesitation, and working with it whatever is most perfect and pure. In this I point out to thee the example of my spouse Saint Joseph, who believed the angel without a moment's hesitation, and immediately with prompt obedience executed his commands, and thereby he merited to be raised to great reward and dignity. If he humiliated himself so deeply after having had such great, though only apparent, reasons for anxiety, and without even having sinned in what he did, how must thou, a mere worm of the earth, acknowledge thy littleness, and humble thyself to the dust, weeping over thy negligences and sins, in order that the Most High may look upon thee as a father and as a spouse.